Isaiah chapter 9 in your Bibles this morning. Isaiah chapter 9 and two verses of scripture, verse 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah looked past seven centuries and saw Jesus Christ. He saw him born of a virgin. Because of that and his impeccable nature, he would also have to be given. Before he wears the diadem, he had to wear the crown of thorns. Before the government rests upon his shoulders, the cross rested there. For his kingdom to be ordered with justice and judgment that would never end, he had to come out of the grave. Isaiah, looking forward, said, his name shall be called Wonderful. We have a need for wonder in our lives. So what is wonder? And when I find it, what does it do for me? True wonder, ladies and gentlemen, has depth. It is not a shallow emotion. It is not a passing wave of excitement. It's not just a new experience. True wonder changes your life. When something wonderful happens, it leaves you a better person. If it's true wonder, it creates in you humility. We sense the greatness of God and the littleness of man. The Grand Canyon does that. Crater Lake does that. The giant redwoods do that. David was humbled when he looked at the night sky. He was filled with wonder, and it changed his life. True wonder possesses the whole person, your heart, your mind, and your will. We look for wonder in a world, first of all, that is disappointing. Low wages, high prices, public immorality, hypocrisy, the good suffer and the bad succeed. Second of all, our world is commercial. The two themes seem to be, does it work and does it pay? One old philosopher said this, we cannot enjoy the things that money can buy if we lose the things that money cannot buy. Unfortunately, making a living has replaced making a life. Things have replaced truth and character. When values get mixed up, wonder vanishes. Third, our world is busy. This world has little time to pause and contemplate and wonder. Fourth, we live in an artificial world. We substitute for reality. We have inane and immoral comedy to replace humor. Advertising has replaced truth. Fifth, We live in a world that's filled with sin, and sin kills wonder. The woman at the well was sitting on the side of the well when Jesus Christ came up. She was sad and disappointed. You will not find wonder until you find Jesus Christ. And so I have some thoughts about him this morning. First of all, you find wonder in his birth. Imagine God as man. What an immense thought. The creator of all things willing to be a man. Listen to this, written by Max Lucado. I wonder if Mary realized then that those were the same fingers that had scooped out the oceans and formed the seas. Mary probably counted those little toes. I wonder if she realized that those were the same feet that had walked on streets of gold and had been worshipped by angels. Those little lips were the same lips that had spoken the universe into existence. When Mary kissed her little baby, she wasn't just kissing another baby. She was kissing the face of God. 33 years later, she's standing on a hillside watching blood pour from his veins from the side of her own son. And she didn't open her mouth. What a great testimony to the fact that he wasn't just a great prophet. He wasn't just a great preacher. He wasn't just a great teacher. He was the virgin-born Son of God. He was our Savior. And he didn't just die for us. He died for his own mother. The baby boy she had delivered on that first Christmas was now on a cross delivering her. When that happened, there was wonder. Second of all, there is wonder in his life. When they said, "No man ever spake like this man," they were correct. There was wonder when he said, "Your sins can be forgiven you. Your life can be changed. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new." To the woman taken in the act of adultery, to the publican who had spent his entire life cheating people. Peter and his friends lived ordinary lives and would have died ordinary deaths until Jesus stepped in and said, "Cast to the right side of the boat your nets." And life was never the same. The disciples had experienced storms before. They were consistent on that little Sea of Galilee. But no one ever calmed the storm by simply saying, "Peace, be still." And it happened. There were sick people all over Israel. Sometimes they got better. Sometimes they died, just like today. But no one had ever cleansed the leper and opened blind eyes and unstopped deaf ears and raised the dead. But Jesus did. Third, there is wonder in his death. He came to die. He was willing to die. he had more right to live than any man. Yet he died. And not for his sins, but for mine. He died for me. He died for you. I've stood there many times at the foot of the cross, and that which overwhelms me over and over again and fills me with wonder is that he was willing to do it for me. When he died, the ground shook, the heavens were blacked out, the veil of the temple was rent. A centurion standing close by said, "Surely this was the Son of God. His name shall be called Wonderful." Let's bow our heads. Oh, Father, thank you for the prophet Isaiah writing what he did to our hearts this morning, looking past 700 years and seeing your Son. And dear Father, we look back 2,000 years and we read and we see what your Son was willing to do for us. And it fills us with wonder. Father, I ask that if there's someone here this morning that has never been saved, that today they would see the Son of God on the cross dying for them, and that they might respond to that. And then, dear Father, the rest of us, as we look back over our life and see how you have blessed us and had your hand upon us and led us and guided us every step of the way, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for this time together this morning. We thank you for the cross where your Son redeemed us. Dear Father, I just ask that you might speak to hearts and that they might respond exactly what you would have them to do. Thank you, dear Father, for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand.